Blog Talk Radio.
We are war.
That one out there.
Come on now.
All good.
Thank you.
my mind, you know, it's all about love, and that's what is in the air. I know we're going through COVID-19. We got a vaccine now, but we still got to follow the protocol. We can't get away from that. It may not be the answer if we don't take care of ourselves, but love will always take care of us. See, God will bless you when you truly, truly have love in your heart and in your soul. And it becomes a state of mind that I love you. I'm willing to do everything. I'm going to be vulnerable. Humility is so important. And that's what we're going to share some thoughts about tonight. It's all about what is black love. Some people say, well, why are you talking about black love? Black, we're talking about black love tonight. We want you to be a part of this show. You can be a part on Facebook, Instagram, radio station, which is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Check us out. That's what it's all about. Now, to call in to be a part of it on our blog talk radio section of it is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I will ask you to offer your location and your expertise. Also, you can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so glad to have that opportunity to have this radio station in existence. And we're so glad because God has been blessing us. He's been looking down upon us and said, or he's in the midst, however you want to say it. And he's blessing us to be able to get this vessel of make it available for you to share your thoughts and for us to offer as much wisdom as we can. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. And if you're comfortable enough tweeting the show, you have that opportunity at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio. And also at Coach Dr. Lorenza B. Smith 15. So we're really going to have an awesome time. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, we have several people. I thank each and every one of those individuals slowly joining us. We have Karan White. Thank you, Karan, so much. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We appreciate you, part of the Divine Nine, joining us. We also have on Facebook, we have Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the great state of Florida. She's up in the northern part of there in Tallahassee. Thank you so much, Sister Rachel Robinson. As well as if you want to, the others want to join us, if you're on Facebook, and if you're on Blog Talk Radio, on the radio station or Instagram, you can go to facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith, and you can be on here sharing your thoughts. Make sure you type your thoughts in because we got an awesome show planned tonight, and I'm excited because I know one of our co-hosts have joined us. But I'm gonna introduce him. I'm gonna let you know because this young man bring it. He bring it hard. He don't play, and I enjoy being with him in Radio Land. Check us out on Instagram. That's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and you can check us out on Instagram and be live as well. It's going to be great tonight because, you know, the Love Cafe include a menu and include an appetizer. It just include an opportunity to soothe what you're hungry for. That's what it's all about. God is so good. He is blessed. Now, that menu consists of an appetizer or starter, which is lust. See, you know, you're caught up sometimes. You get caught up in that lust, looking and dreaming and thinking. Then you have the entree. The entree is definitely the attraction. You know, you go to a restaurant for the ones that don't know, you can order DoorDash or whatever you want to do. You just get excited so you can get hold to that entree, which may consist of a steak, may consist of whatever you consider fish, chicken, lamb, ham, collard greens, and anything you have that as well. You can also take an opportunity to jump on what we call the totally the attachment, and that's the dessert. See, when you get to that dessert, you get so excited, you're full, but you say, let me open a space up, because in my heart and in my soul that I can allow this person to come in, because they are simple, the attachment. That's what it are. And last but not least, you have to wash it down with something, whatever libation you have. We call it a beverage. We call it a beverage because it's all about the awakening moment. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's all about making this thing do what it do. We're going to move forward and introduce our awesome, awesome host. This young man, I told him I'm continuing to speak in existence. He does some awesome things. He's a relationship strategist. He's a relationship coach. He's a pastor. He's a God-fearing man. He speaks the word. And through his wisdom, I have had an opportunity to be inspired and also grow. Out of the great state of Texas, I want to take this opportunity, when you get over that part of that northern, a little bit of that northern part of that Dallas Fort Worth area, give them a shout. None other than Pastor, and I speak it in existence, Dr. Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Pastor Pratt?
I'm good, brother. How are you this evening?
Hey, man, I'm excited. You probably can hear my voice. Oh, God, it's been so good. He blessed us to see another day. I had an opportunity to do a show at 1 o'clock and come right back at 6 o'clock. So that's another God doing. He said, get the word out how you can. And that's where I am.
All right.
Awesome, awesome, man. Now, we're going to have an awesome time tonight, Brother Pratt. We're going to make things happen. But before we move forward to the things we normally do, which is get into our title and get into our topics, I want to always do a Black History Moment. I always tell you, I focus on some individuals associated I have met personally and I know and had a chance to be in the same company with them and present with them. As being a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, this young man, I had a chance to meet him probably about 10 or 15 years ago. And it was exciting because he kept everybody laughing, had everybody with the joy in their heart. And matter of fact, on that night, he was hosting our awesome show that we have. We come and bring everybody to see Entertainment Moment. None other. You can check him out in the morning time on the Steve Harvey Show. And I'll make sure I'm getting that right. None other than Brother J. Anthony Brown. You know, he bring it when he comes. And he also can be seen on television on several sitcoms. He's a member of Eta Beta Sigma Chapter out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's a comedian and an actor. Our Black History Moment is J. Anthony Brown, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Jay, for what you do. We're so glad to have you among the fold, making a difference, being a trailblazer like we're asking everybody to do, to be a trailblazer. You don't have to be well-known internationally. You don't have to be well-known nationally. Be well-known in your own family. And that's what it's all about. All right, let's get this thing started, Brother Pratt. I'm going to see if we haven't had anybody else to join us. You know, I was thinking, and earlier, I think we may have talked about this old relationship. The title for tonight's show is, What is Black Love? You asked that question, what is Black Love? To have that question, that means that people out there are searching and not understanding it. Just because you, a Black American, African American, be politically correct, and when you're loving, you might not understand true Black love. And this show is all about it. See, when we're talking about the Love Cafe, we look at the acronyms of love. The L is listening. See, love requires you to listen. If you're not capable of doing that, you're going to have a struggle, you're going to have a challenging time trying to love somebody. The O.
Yeah.
It's for overcoming, overlooking their faults, as well as you ask them to do the same thing for you. The V is for value. How valuable is that person to you? You know, and then you have to have the same mutual value for one another. Last, but it's not least, encouraging each other. See, when you do that, when you listen, overcome, overlook, have mutual value of each other, encouragement. You know what that gives? The relationship empowerment. That's what we're talking about. So it's love, and this is the cafe that's going to soothe your appetite. So title tonight is What is Black Love? Brother Pratt, I'm going to let you jump in right here when we talk about what is Black Love, and we want to kind of just discuss that for a minute, because our listeners want to hear exactly what it is, because everybody assumes they know, but sometimes you don't know. But we're going to share it with you. Brother Pratt.
All right. So interesting topic. I think that Black Love has a wide range. And in context of what we're talking about tonight in relationships, Black Love is, I believe, the appreciation of being in a relationship with someone of your same culture. Not that it's a violation of the culture to date somebody outside of your race, but appreciating the love of someone within your culture. And so with Black Love, I believe that too often we have been stereotyped as mm-hmm. not being able to have stability in the family, not being able to have loving relationships between each other, not being able to be responsible fathers, and that some of the reality TV shows may give a bad view of Black women. And so I believe that it's about having inner love that transfers into us loving not only ourselves, but loving our mate, loving our spouses, loving our children, and loving our culture.
Awesome, brother. I tell you, and Brother Pratt just said a couple things, but I want to kind of look at love. See, if you know what love is, then you know what Black love is. See, sometimes we're caught up with not capable of loving people, whether they of your same race, opposite, different race, whatever it is, because you don't know what love is. We gave an acronym for what we thought love would consist of you doing to be successful. But the bottom line is, you know, love is truly, truly something that comes from your heart. It's an internal thing. It's not external. When we're talking about Black love, if you're not able to love yourself, it is hard to love anybody else, whether it's a Black love or interracial love or whatever it is. But when you are able to love yourself, you can see yourself in existence with that person with no fears. See, vulnerability don't mean fear. Some people have to understand that. You conquer your fears so you can truly open yourself up to love somebody. Love is always unconditional. And Black love requires the same thing. We have been caught up for, I'm going to say, hundreds of years where we've been stereotyped that we're not capable of loving in our families. We're not capable of doing what needs to do to take care of our family. Because when I love my family, I'm going to take care of my family. If I love that person, I spent time goo-goo, ga-ga, and all that with it to move into a direction to create a family. I love them enough to be able to understand that we all have faults. We all have difference. Love is all about not just one specific thing. Black love, we put that on there saying in our culture, we have to adjust what we're doing, because we're losing an opportunity to really propel our culture through the aspects of love, because we're just not willing to work at it. Brother Pratt, we always talk about putting the work in. See, Black love, interracial love, any kind of love is requiring work. And we have to keep that in mind, because love is not all about disrespecting that person. Love is about caring for that person. Love is all about providing for that person. Love is all about protecting that person. In the same process, we can't get caught up in loving ourselves so much that we're not able to love anybody else. So when we're talking about Black love, we're talking about developing these things in among ourselves, because we do have things in common. We live in some neighborhoods together. So we live among each other, but we got to be able to love each other and treat each other right. I think that's where we're getting some struggles at. So we're being stereotyped that Black men, all they want to do is get babies, and they don't want to take care of their babies. Or we're going to be staring, he want to be sleeping around Miss Bessie, Joan, Frog, and everybody's house. We're getting them stairs. So we truly, truly don't understand black love. Brother Pat, you know, I'm going to reach deep down. You know, love truly, truly has a foundation.
Yes.
Everybody that has, if you understand love and self-love, there's a foundation for it. At the core of this whole situation, in our families, in our communities, in our neighborhood, when we say black love, we have to go and readjust our thinking. Because
yes.
Somewhere we lost it. Somewhere we was able to let somebody dictate to us. And I can go back and Brother Pratchy right along, and we can take that trip back down almost 400 years ago. You know, we had black love, and they took us as slaves, and they took husbands and wives and children and brought them over on whatever you want, Mayflower or whatever you want to call it, and brought us over to Plymouth Rock. You know, when we got to Plymouth Rock, we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, Malcolm X said, you know, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. When we got there, they split us up. They took the husband from because he was a big buck. He could work. So that's when we start dividing in our culture. Then this ain't something that just started now. It seems like for each century, we begin to not look at it and attack it like it needs. But we can't do that. We can't attack it. We can't handle it. We can't go after it till we do what? Learn to love ourselves.
That's right.
You got to love yourself first. If you're afraid of loving yourself, you ain't gonna be able to love nobody else.
That's right.
Because it's not possible. It's not possible. We talked about relationships on our relationship show. We always talk about toxic. How you gonna have a great relationship with me when you have a toxic relationship with yourself?
That's
Brother
right.
Pratt, you can jump in right there. You can jump in right there, Brother Pratt.
And that is, I think that's the key. So therefore, dealing with to avoid or to eliminate having a toxic relationship with yourself, I think that we have to remove the stigma or the thought of a lot of times in our culture, we see a problem with therapy. We see a problem with going to talk to someone about our problems. And I think that that is a major, major contributor to having toxic relationships with ourselves. And so the expectation often in our culture is that we'll pull up our bootstraps, you know, maybe we'll go to church, we'll get it from the sermon. And I believe that it's possible to definitely gain knowledge from sermons and teachings, but I think there's something that comes when you're really working through problems, working through personal challenges. I think that depending on the severity of the issue, that therapy may be the best healer of that issue, and I think that avoiding that because of a cultural belief, you know, the Bible talks about seeking wise counsel, and I think that that's so important that we do that in times of challenge, because even like give you an example, there's so many men that are dealing with depression that is undiagnosed because they won't go talk to someone because they see it as a weakness. And it has been seen as a weakness just to be depressed. And I can tell you COVID, issues of divorce, loss of jobs, all of these things can create, especially if it's repetitive. And oftentimes depression will have you doing some things, of course, making you, I'm thinking about Denise Stepney's ministry where, Minister Denise Stepney, where it causes you to live behind the mask because we're trying to put on a face and hide what's really going on behind that false presentation that we're given. And so I believe the way to get rid of that toxicity is to be able to participate in small groups that deal with those issues, like Celebrate Recovery is a great one that they usually have in the church. Divorce Care is another one. And so I facilitate, I've facilitated in these organizations, as well as doing personal relationship coaching and strategy and doing personal and couples assessments. But getting to a point where you pull out those negative thoughts and processes and behavior so that you are free to give yourself in a way that's positive for yourself and for someone else.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you now, just being able to open yourself up, you know, vulnerability is a key to loving not only yourself, but having the ability to love somebody else. That's the major key there. If you're not willing to, like Brother Pratt just said, you have to be able to open up and pull out some of those things that are holding you back. And too many times we think we always have the answer. We don't always have the answer. You have to seek some type of help when you're not understanding which direction you're going. And this love and this relationship and marriage is hard work. It requires you to seek whatever help you can get. If you're not capable of doing that, then you need to reserve yourself to the sideline. Don't play with that. And in our culture, a lot of times we play with that. We don't look truly. And I believe this, Brother Pratt, and some people get mad at me when I kind of say that. I really think people marry people so they can divorce them. And because they're not ready to put the work in. We're talking about black love, talking about black couples. Really, truly, we have to kind of be ready to put the work in. We talked about this on the last show, relationship show. We talked about putting the work in. It's tough, you know? Mm-hmm. Even with the mask, just to remove the mask. You know, Brother Pratt, you know, you can go to Facebook and you can look, you can tag in on Brother, he'll be Eddie Pratt, and you can, he's a relationship strategist. He's a relationship coach. And see, you can give him a call and talk with him. You can give, he'll set up things for you. That's what he do. So I'm so proud to be here with him. You know, being the presence, that's all we ask for sometimes. You know, you can just give him a call, 214-609-5807. I'm promoting him too, because that's what it's all about. This is a vessel to get the word, because we need help. We need help. Now, the call-in number, so you can be a part of this show and maybe you want to ask some questions or type in your question on Facebook or Instagram or in the comment section, is the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line and you can talk with Brother Pratt as well as myself. Ask your question, offer your comments, and I'll make sure I identify you so when I make you live, you'll know you're live by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. We want you to be a part of. Offer your comments on Facebook. It's fine. Offer your comments on Instagram. But we want you to definitely call in. Brother Pat, we're going to take another step now. We're going to look at why black love is important. See, this is something we got to. First of all, we talk about what is black love, and hopefully you can search yourself and you can say, well, first of all, I truly, truly can love. I just have to meet the right person to love. And as you offer your prayers, you ask God to prep you. Don't ask him to send you somebody till you're ready for that person. So you prep yourself so you can actually experience black love. Truly, truly, we said because it's a black couple, that's black love. Yes, we want to revitalize that. We want to make sure we see more black couples. You know, I think the media have taken this different approach. You know, I was telling somebody through the Super Bowl, they had a bunch of commercials on car commercials. Most of them was interracial couples. Or white couples. I didn't see, you know, the media have made their personal stand on this. they want to blend the world, want to blend us together, but they're also forgetting about there is black love. So it's important that we be able to love each other. We have to. We have to be able to understand how we need to love each other. See, communication is real important. In the process of communicating, you got to listen. You can't always talk. So why is black love so important? Ask yourself that. Why is it so important? I'm not saying you could get into an interracial relationship. You know, all them medium R's going there. But just make sure you understand yourself. Love yourself, Brother Pratt.
Let me tell you why I love this question, and I'm glad that this is on here. The reason why I think black love is so important is because it lends the opportunity to create generational patterns.
Come on now.
And now, so in other words, if we, going back to what I said in the previous question, if we have a healthy relationship with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we establish
mm-hmm.
healthy relationships with others, then the generational pattern continues to evolve over
yes.
and over and over and over again. See, something got lost with us when we separate from each other, or when we begin like this black on black crime, and
mm-hmm.
fathers leaving their homes, and a lot of our children are born out of wedlock and that type of thing. When
yes,
we show a pattern of loving each other, then that creates a new pattern, and so there's proof of being opposite of the stereotype that's tried to be put on us. And so that's why I think that's so important, that we create a new generational pattern. And that means a change of mindset, a change of heart, and it means a commitment in at a level that we want to make a difference to the generations coming behind us. But we have to do it now. We have to show something different to have something different.
Come on now. I tell you, Doc just said something very important. We got to show something different so we can have something different. If we don't galvanize ourselves at this point to make sure we potentially grow in our community and love one another, then we're slowly, slowly defeating the purpose. You have to set a pattern. That's important. I like that when he said generational pattern. You're talking about a pattern. If those individuals that you birth in this world are bringing to this world as your children see that black love do exist because they see their parents loving each other, because they know how to love each other, they're going to pick up some of the things that goes along through their growth, and you'll consider them foundation. And I'm not no way saying that they couldn't take another choice, another culture. I'm just saying to continue with a generational pattern, we have to develop it starting in our own homes. You know, generation patterns that we're developing is sort of like pulling our young people away from each other. You know, before the pandemic, everybody was running and ripping, trying to live paycheck to paycheck, trying to get the money so they had to work 4 or 5 jobs. Nobody spent any time at home. Then when the pandemic come, we got all of these crazy thoughts that people are no longer want to be together, because I didn't know she was that way. The thing about it, you really knew from the beginning how she was, but to find out or do better, it requires you, so your children can see that you can work through a lot of things, it requires you to go to work. And I mean the work on the relationship. You got to put in the work. I keep going back to that because that's what's so important. If we want to develop a generation pattern so we can continue to more or less exist as a black culture and have black love, we have to start doing it now. We
That's
can't
right.
change what happened 50 years ago. We can't change what happened 60 years. Because if you go back 50, 60 years, 70 years ago, you truly saw black love, love for each other. You truly saw in our community, we was, you know, we respected each other. We wanted to be around each other. Truth is, Brother Pratt, you know what I said? The reason why we have all these things going on in our community, we truly, truly don't want to be around each other. We don't even want to be in the same room with each other. You know, some of us, to the point we look in the mirror, we don't like what we see. See, black love is developed there. If you're in the mirror looking at yourself and you love what you see, and you know, our children actually practice what they see.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple commercials, Brother Pratt, and it's been a while since they showed this commercial, and this young man was in there shading, and his son was watching him shade. He was saying, that's something a man do.
Right.
When you love your wife, when you love, you know, as I said, love your wife, and even if you're in a relationship, if you still show that love in front of your children when you have children, they will see that it's possible to love somebody else, impossible for their parents to be able to love somebody else or one of their parents, because they may not be with that person who is no longer in the house that's considered to be a father or a mother. So the bottom line is we have to begin to show this and practice this. So when we look in the mirror, I go back and think about that commercial. That man is shaving, and that little boy is shaving too. You know, he ain't actually having no razor, but he thinks, oh, this is what we're supposed to do. So when you do the same thing, when you wake up in the morning, spend time. See, children have to see their parents spend time together.
Right.
That's part of the foundation. Go ahead, old brother.
Yes.
Double in right there.
I was about to say, and that is why I said we have to show something different to have something
mm-hmm.
different. Because I really believe that the worst parental advice that you can give a child is do as I say and not as I do.
Come on. That's
See,
the worst.
Because children and people that you are responsible for, and even people that you're not responsible for, people pay more attention to what they see us do than what we say. And so the reality of that is if we don't behave in such a way or conduct ourselves in such a way, because that's what they're paying attention to. Because these kids now are saying, "What you telling me not to smoke, but you smoke." You see?
Come on now.
You're telling
Come
me not
now.
To
Come
cheat,
on.
But I see you cheating. You know?
Come on.
And so to delve out advice that you won't even take for yourself is hypocritical. And so it's confusing. It's confusing when we are not taking on the advice that we're giving.
And awesome.
Walking what you talk is a generational pattern that we all make mistakes, but I am saying, you know, it's just time to make a change now. It's time to make a change.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that we have to stop condemning each other for what we did wrong in the past, but give people an opportunity to change and give them an opportunity to make mistakes, but learn from those mistakes and continue. I'm not talking about making the same mistakes, but you can't grow if you are continuing to make the same mistakes and then condemning yourself or condemning others for mistakes that they made years ago. And so everyone is constantly evolving, but we have to live out what we're saying.
Exactly. And when you talk about generations, we got to remember we use that statement as Brother Pratt said, do as I say, not what I do. The bottom line is, you know, you might not be telling them right because whatever you do, they see you. And the
mm-hmm.
point of, and he said it so well, that they going to watch you. You know, I wrote in my first book when I retired, I decided to write about education and the children I've been around. And I always tell in the book, I said they're the most observant species around. Listen to what I'm saying. They observe everything that you do. They're like a sponge. They suck it all up. So if you are outside smoking marijuana, they see you doing that, and when you come inside, you're going to tell me don't smoke marijuana, but why are you out there smoking marijuana?
Exactly.
You know, Brother Pat said, I'm going to go on even further. What we're going through in COVID-19, trying to deal with this, we know what the protocol is, but you have adults won't wear a mask, but trying to tell everybody else to wear a mask.
Right.
Don't tell me what I need to do, and you're not doing it yourself. We have to, in our culture, begin to continue in reference to loving one another, set strong values, set strong examples, and be willing to follow. If you're not willing to follow the example, don't tell nobody, because a child hears you, sees you, and eventually they get to a point they're going to do as they saw, and you might not like it. So you have to be very careful. But if you're showing love, if you're showing love to your mate, your spouse, your life partner, if you're showing them love, that child see you loving them. They see you love. So if my parents can love each other like that, or if my mom finds love in somebody that may not be my father, then if they show that love, I want to be just like that. That gives them hope, people. It's all about generation being able to have hope, setting patterns. Brother Pratt said, generational patterns. Let's begin to set patterns for our young people to be able to see so they can practice all of this. They can practice all of this as they become adults, because they're seeing so much. And Brother Pat, I'm gonna go here. They're seeing so much of adult things going on around them in their homes that they're beginning to practice as early as 12 and 11 and 10 years old.
That's correct.
I'm not talking about smoking dope. I'm not talking about drinking. And you know what I'm talking about. Some of these young people are so active at the age of 10, 11, and 12 years old. Because you know why? They see in their homes people in and out of their homes visiting the person that they love as their mother. And then they also have their father. They'll be riding with the father, and he's stopping by every woman's house and bring the son in there. I got my son in there. Instead of spending some quality time with him, you showing him that it's okay. It's okay. That could go around the different individuals' house. Black love has to be a pattern set now. We have to love one another. And we have to make our minds. Once we set our minds on loving this person, we have to put the work in. You can't be afraid. If you're afraid, you won't accomplish anything. Now, I was talking about the day credit recovery. In last Tuesday and Thursday, I talked about it. One of the things they said, when you're trying to get yourself back together, we're going through a pandemic, financially we're struggling, 10 million people are unemployed. You know, if you have a business, you've been hit real hard. You know, they say the best thing to do to make sure you survive is set a budget, a plan, a budget, call a budget plan. And the thing that was so important about that, stick to the budget.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing where actions you do. If you tell your child that, just do what I say, don't do what I do, you ain't sticking to it yourself.
That's right.
Because you're asking them to hear you, but you're showing them something different. You're showing them it's all right to be having Tom, Dick, and Harry come in and out of the house. You're showing them that you got your son or your daughter and you riding to see every a female friend you know, and you go in there and you got a child, you sitting on the computer and playing with an iPad because that's what they carry with a phone, and you back there doing whatever you do. What you expect? They don't have to see you do it. They observe enough to know you are doing it. Black love no longer can have a generation pattern of doing things like that. We have to stop. We have to address things accordingly. We have to love one another and let it come from our heart. And that's what it's all about. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify the last four digits of your cell. Actually, give you a location that asks you to offer your truly, truly expertise, your experience. And that's what it's all about. Brother Pratt, we're going to take another step here. We want to touch bases. Our time is down about 14 minutes. I put extra time on, but we try to stay within in the time frame, but some topic gets so juicy. I see also on the line we got several people adding on Facebook. We have Demetra Besser, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, out of the great part of Central Alabama. We have Minister Denise Stephanie joining us on Facebook, Behind the Mask Ministry. And we appreciate it. If she had a minute, I'll ask her to call in. Just give us a call, Denise, because we love to hear your voice. I'm trying to. Oh, well, we also have Tony Brown, 7717. Thank you for joining us as well. The calls are coming in, meaning people are calling in. The board is lit up. You're getting people on Facebook. Thank you so much. All right, when we're talking about the challenges of black love in a relationship, and I'm going to swing that ball over there to Brother Pratt. The challenges that we deal with, besides some things we already shared, or we can go back and talk about them, like setting good examples, generational patterns you got to set. We got to continue doing things, and the young people have to see you doing those things. Our young boys learn how to treat. The young lady they have an interest in by seeing an adult male do the same thing. You can't mistreat them in front of these young men or these boys and expect them to do the same. They're going to do better than you because you already said, you know, whatever I'm showing you. So, but, you know, do as I tell you, not what I do.
Yeah.
Brother Pratt, we're going to jump in right there, sir.
All right. So, some of the challenges of black love have been the racism that exists, which can bring stress into the relationship, because black women and black men, and as well as black children, if they endure or they have to endure racism in whether they're in school, whether it's on a job, whether it's in the community, or and they bring that stress home, sometimes it's very difficult to separate what's outside the door within the door, especially when you're talking about living in neighborhoods that may not be suitable for safety.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is something that we talked about, the generational pattern. So it could also be just the examples that have been set before them. And so
yes,
having the wrong perspective of what black love is can also can perpetuate another pattern of doing what isn't good for black love. And
yes,
an example, as I said again, is the black on black crime. The the dismantling and the division that exists in the family. And again, something that we mentioned earlier, too, is not seeing the benefit of working with someone that can help you go through, talk out those challenges.
Yes.
Single parenting is another one. Very difficult.
Yep.
when there is an absent parent, and it's not always the father. If it's an absent parent,
yes,
it makes it challenging, because if that single mother has to go out and work two or three jobs, then it's very difficult to parent in that situation. And when everybody is trying to make it, you lose that village concept of taking care and looking out for each other. And that's something
exactly
that was always a priority. And it was a it was a foundational principle of it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to also create and sustain stability.
Yes, sir.
And culture.
Yes, sir.
That's period, to sustain culture, you know, the benefits and the teaching of a culture. You know, it used to be if you your mama told you something, your daddy told you something, if you go
yes,
over
sir.
To your friend's house, those people were speaking the same message. So you couldn't get away. You couldn't go someplace else and hear something different.
Yes, yes.
So the lack of consistency in culture can create big, big challenges in black love. And I think and then you also have to look at the incarceration that's happening and how
mm-hmm.
disproportionate it is to other races.
Yes, it is. And as Brother Pratt has said, just with that last two things, consistency. You know, it's amazing. I've talked with many of people, females, and the first thing come out their mouth in regards to relationship or just, you know, black love or just loving each other is that they want somebody to be consistent.
Right.
Consistency is so important. You know, the problem that we have with people not being consistent about what they're doing is they don't quite understand what it means. It means, just as we said, putting the work in.
Yeah.
And it requires you to do it on a full-time basis. If you are not ready, please do not go over there, call yourself smelling up that young lady, smelling up that guy, and you're not ready for.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're not ready to put the work in, don't do that. Because what you're doing, you're destroying, to assist that hope that person might have.
Right.
I'm going to say hope. They have a hope that they can find somebody that's going to be consistent. They hope they can find somebody that truly be committed. See, commitment, we talk about this many times on this show and on the relationship show. Commitment is so important, but it's hard to be committed if you don't know how to.
Right.
In a relationship, black love requires commitment. That's a challenge. We're talking about the various challenges of a relationship involving black love is being consistent, dealing with the sense of racism, dealing with single homes, single parents, and that is not always a woman, sometimes it's a man as well, and dealing with commitment. And the last one I'm going to add, and Brother Pat can jump in and add a couple more, is communication.
Absolutely.
It's hard to have a relationship in any kind of love, family love, friend love, if you cannot communicate, if your
That's
skills
right.
are not great. So you got to understand, communication can be, your communication skill can grow if you practice on it. If you practice on the negative things in the part of communication, then you 9 times out of 10 gonna use those things. But if you practice on those positive things, like we always say about the Love Cafe, the L is for listening. That's a positive thing. Some people don't want to listen because you know why they don't want you to they don't want to listen? Because they want to be the one speaking all the time. You have to galvanize yourself, get yourself together, and understand it requires you to be committed. It requires you to be being able to communicate if you want to have a relationship, regardless what love you call it. See, love comes when you're able to do those couple things because they are characteristic. We'll say that again. They are characteristic of true love in a relationship. Brother Pratt.
Yes, sir. And so just as you are speaking about those characteristics that you just mentioned, the communication with each other, the communication with someone that can help you, and the communication with
the partner that you are or whoever you are involved in being able to say, I'm having this challenge. I'm not feeling good about what I'm going through. I've been disrespected outside of the house. It is a real difficult thing to deal with when you are being disrespected outside of your house, and then you come home and you deal with disrespect when you get home too. There's no place of freedom of escaping it, and you have to have some place of peace to come home to get away. But home has definitely got to be a place of solitude. Home has got to be a place of solitude, and I think that in our culture we have to. Home was always, family was always a place of solitude. And so, you know, with these challenges that we have mentioned and probably just rounding the corner of the topic of what you were saying is that I think that the way we can have some better solutions is start off being better, going against what traditional bad habits or bad behavior might be, and being different, having the courage to be different, live different, and set a better example.
Exactly.
And I want to mention one other thing that we have not mentioned.
Okay.
Forgive each other. Forgive yourself, but forgive each other. You know, one of the things that is so, and this is damaging in any culture, is to continue to hold grudges, you know, for past mistakes, past things. And we can't be the type of people that look at our children and they do something and we say, well, you're just like your mama, you're just like your daddy. You know something? Both parents, their blood is running through that child. And
yes, it is.
So the best of you and the worst of you is running through that child. And a child can be completely away from their mother or their father, and you'll still see traits in them. And we just have to work on loving them where they are and grooming and teaching them to be the best human beings that they could possibly be. And we have to do that within our culture to be the best that we could possibly be in that culture.
Exactly. And I tell you, Brother Pratt just hit on some things when we're talking about love. We always go for the spanner at every show we talk about love. We talk about the characteristics of love, some things that is all around. We're talking about black love, true enough, but just think about one thing he just said, disrespect. We got to be very careful about that. I know we have quite a few young ladies on the show that's having somebody to respect you, these young ladies want people to be able to do that. They don't want to be disrespected. Love has it's not even the same category when you say disrespect. Love is all about respect. Love is not all about pain. It's painful. Love is all about being sweet, being part of sweetness. That's what love is all about. So we're talking about black love. We have to show this. We have to show this to each other. Our children have to see that we're not disrespecting the person, the opposite person in that relationship. See, when a man, even though he don't stay there, but he has children there, but every time he comes there, he's disrespecting that woman in front of that child. You know that's gonna last a while with him. He going to recognize what, wait a minute, first of all, you ain't doing nothing for, and I ain't going to say that might hurt some people feeling, but you ain't doing nothing for no way, but you can come in and disrespect my mama. See, if we want black love and for our young people to carry on a generation pattern, we have to show respect for one another. We have to forgive. Love is all about forgiving. If you're not capable of forgiving, then you deal with that. That's something personal that you have to deal with. But don't try to lay that at the feet of somebody else and always saying, you're always doing this. You're always doing this. That's why you went out and did this, and I can't forgive you. If you can't forgive them, then you probably need to do like we said. When you see people show themselves, you might need to go and move on if you don't have any. Love is all about forgiving. Love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. And you can't get peace, joy, and happiness if you're disrespecting, if you're creating abuse, if you're creating pain in a relationship, if you're at the point where you don't care about that person. You say anything you want to say in front of the children. You do the do your companion or your partner how you want to, which is not right, and then you simply come with the "I love you." That ain't love. Black love ain't all about that. We have to make sure we focus on that. We have to make sure it's challenging enough. We're dealing with so many things going around, so many things that happening where we got to be consistent. We got to respect each other. We can't continue with the stigma that it's all right. If you make me mad, I'm going to disrespect you. I'm going to curse you out. I'm going to do what I want to do and say what I want to. I'm going to abuse you. That ain't love. That's not love. It has no definition of love. And we have to work on that. All right, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, make sure I get you on the line. Call out the last four digits of your cell, and you can or telephone number and jump in here and share your thoughts. The last thing, Brother Pratt, we're going to jump on, and it's so important that we do that. We just talk about the challenges, and I'm going to go to the other side of this, and that is healthy black love. What do healthy black love look like? That's a question I want you to ask yourself, all the watchers and listeners. What does healthy black love look like? Just tell me, in your life, have you actually been in a situation you have seen or been exposed to healthy black love? Brother Pat.
I think it goes back to literally looking at, okay, so one thing that you mentioned was this key, is respect, respecting each other. Healthy black love looks like, and I was leading a class today, a group today rather, and we talked about the importance of disagreements and responding, mm-hmm. how we respond in disagreements. I think that this is a key area because in our culture we're very passionate people.
Yes, we
and
are.
And so passion can be expressed and explained, but also done in a way where what you always mention about the acronym love, the L, is about listening to the viewpoint of each other.
Yes, yes.
If we have to be, I tell you, listening, just listening to the viewpoint of each other, keeps things calm. I mean, I believe that we can keep things calm. We don't have to agree on everything, but we have to respect. We have to respect the viewpoint of each other. And also the other thing, we have to keep in mind that everyone has the right to their own opinion. They just have the right to their own opinion. Whether it makes sense to us or not, I think part of seeing or examples of healthy black love is being able to reason with each other and work through conflict. I think that is the biggest thing, and to be able to work through conflict and reconcile. And this goes to and a lot of times we get two things confused, I think, often, and I think this happens in every culture. Forgiving doesn't necessarily mean reconciling.
Exactly.
Just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean that you go back, that you can come back together. But there's a way to forgive and just agree to disagree. And some of those people, you may have to cut loose because they may be cutting into your foundational principles. But I'm talking about we don't have to cut each other in conflict. We can disagree, but we can also work through a process of how can we get back to a commonality? How can we get to a common ground of just agreeing to disagree? We have to agree to disagree. And we may never see eye to eye, but I think that that is a huge way to have healthy relationships, is because at some point you're going to have disagreements. It's how you work through those disagreements. What is the example that we have to show to the generations coming behind us and the generations that are living right next to us? How do we how do we have conflict resolution or disagreement and be able to continue to walk arm in arm together beyond that hurdle?
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. You know, we have to begin to, you know, do the work, be ready to put the effort in, and you know, being able to understand what direction you're going. Like I said, if I'm not willing to forgive you, then 9 times out of 10, I probably really don't really need to be in that relationship. You know, one of the worst things happening in a relationship or in a marriage is that something happened and that person bring it all up again. Every time something happens, they bring the same thing up again and again. If you told me you're going to forgive me, you can't not bring it back up. You cannot resort to that. We have to create some foundation. We have to these principles we're going to follow about. And see, that's what we have to do in a relationship. The L is for listening. That means we got to communicate with each other. Sometimes we think that we don't need to start in a relationship, or when I decided to be in a relationship, I got to communicate with you. I'm going to let you know what my principles, I want you to know what my foundation has been based on, so I can love you to the utmost best. You know, I can remember days when I was working as an educator. I was a principal in school. A lot of times, you know, what we do in school around children carry on way beyond just that school wall. We're so important to change their lives. So all of these things by setting strong foundation. Our education system is set up on strong foundation. Our black love is set up on strong foundation. And we have to have principles. We got to be able to work at it. And as I go back to being an administrator as a principal, we had what we call conflict resolution. We're going to need to bring that back to our homes. We need to bring that back to our community.
That's right.
Conflict resolution. We can't run from it. See, people say, you know, we got white flight, and you haven't heard it before, and we got black flight. We're running from things that we need to deal with in our relationship. We're talking about black love. We're talking about what it should look like. You've got to be able to resolve conflict. You have to hear both sides, and you got to be willing to put in the work to correct what went on. If you're not ready to do that, if you're not capable of doing that, then you probably need to move on somewhere else.
Well, the thing is, too, what you were saying, too, forgiveness. If someone continues to bring something up, that's not forgiveness. You were not forgiven if it constantly.
That's right.
If it's constantly now, I can understand it differently if the behavior keeps coming up.
Yes.
If you say you're not going to do something again and then you do it again, that's something different.
Yes.
If you say you're not going to do it and you don't do it, and just because you get angry about something else, you don't start bringing up the kitchen sink, everything that you did wrong, you know, over and over and over again, when it's a whole different, like I said, that's why we have to allow people to grow and change.
Yes.
Somebody might do something wrong today, never do it again, but they may do something wrong, something new. And again, you know, I think that if it continues to be the same pattern of behavior, or the same behavior, let me put it that way, the same behavior, then I can understand the stance that's taken. But I believe that we have to, as a culture,
let go of the grudges and grow beyond the a circumstance that may have hurt. And as you said, depending on what the offense is, if you can't move on from it, then you know you still forgive them, but you don't have to reconcile with
it. Not with them, exactly. And I appreciate you saying that because I kind of experienced a situation myself when I was living in South Florida. They kept coming back and said, "Well, you're going to forgive me? Yeah, I forgive you, but I don't feel like I need to reconcile with you.
Right.
I don't think I need
two
to be here
things.
Because it's two different things. And sometimes we think when we say forgiveness, that means you automatically going to come back. We're going to come back. It's going to be a different thing. You know, certain things happen. It's a time stamp on your, you know, in your mind. Sometimes you can't forget it. It is not baggage. And I want to correct that with people because everybody said don't bring baggage in another relationship. If you've been hurt and you've been hurt over and over again, there ain't nothing about no baggage. That's a traumatic experience.
Right.
And love is nothing about that. And I want to, you know, just share a couple of things when we said about love. When we said if you're looking for the black love and what to look for, that love has to be pure. That person has to be pure. And you say, well, they have to be authentic. They have to be genuine. They got to be straightforward. They got to be willing to say, I'm committed to do this right here. Black love is all about respect. We said that early. Admiration. I admire you. I support you. I'm going to lift you. That's what love is, that black love, and love is the same. It's about caring. I could ask every individual that's a female on Facebook, on Instagram, on Blog Talk Radio, one of the things they definitely want to be able to know for a person that they care. Do you know how to care? See, it's a way to care for people. And if you're not capable of doing that, love is not going to be in the cards for you. Love is always about taking care of that person to the point where you do not humiliate them. Black love is all about, it ain't all about humiliation. It's about making sure you don't hurt them. That's caring. I'm not going to hurt you. If I say I'm not going to hurt you, then I'm going to make all the effort not to do that. That's what love is all. Black love is all. That's what you're looking for. Every woman looking for that. Every man looking for that. See, that's the thing about it. They think because there's a certain category for women and a certain category for men. Love ain't got no categories like that for each gender. We have to keep that in mind. So if you're looking for black love, understand what love is, and it's easier with through your foundation, the principles you have, to be able to identify love, whether it's the black love, interracial love, or whatever it is. Because first of all, you have to know what love is. Love is from an internal, it's from the internal, it's from the heart, it's from the soul, and it becomes a state of mind. That's what it's all about. Brother Pat, we're going to close it out right here. We had several thoughts typed on Facebook. We want to really, truly, truly thank Minister Denise Stephanie. She's a yes and yes, and she's sent up a lot of likes and hearts. Thank you so much, Denise, for doing that. You know, she also offered a couple comments about being able to communicate. Once they communicate, you know, then what should the individual do? When you communicate, you know what to do when you're listening, and both of y'all are dialoguing with each other. Brother Pratt, we're going to close it out right there.
All right. Well, I would, just in closing, remember that I think if one of the things we just have to keep in mind, I think one of the greatest things about black love is what we mentioned tonight, is being constantly aware of displaying a generational pattern.
Yeah.
We have to be different to have something different. We have to show, we have to do something to expect a different outcome. We have to show that to have that. And I think that is so important. Not losing sight of, if we act one way today, that somebody
that is going to, that is watching us. They may be struggling with the same struggle. They may have the same struggle that we have, or they may not even know any different. But we can't set a bad example and expect, we can't set a bad example and expect a positive outcome.
Come on now.
Generational patterns are very important. If we do less, we're going to get less.
There you go. That's what
and then
it's
we
all
can't
about.
Get all bent out, and then we can't get all bent out of shape about the stigmas that get attached to us as a culture. We can't talk about how we want to be respected, and we don't even respect each other. It makes us it's a crazy dilemma that we put ourselves in when black love is not being shown to each other.
Yes. Wow.
So
that's
important
right
about
there.
The generational pattern. So important about the generational pattern. We can't be killing ourselves. We can't be cheating
sir.
On each other. You know.
Come on now.
We can't be living like that and then expecting that the next generation is going to do better. We've got to give them something to live up to, not something to live down to.
Awesome, man. I tell you. Brother Pat, that's awesome. You shared some awesome thoughts tonight. Now, if y'all ready to do this, and I know I hadn't talked to Minister Denise Stedney, have y'all set a time, a day when you all are going to do the relationship 101 so some individuals can start getting themselves prepared because they want to hear more from you, brother. I want to hear more from you, brother. So if you want to share that right now, it'll be awesome. And that'll kind of give people that head up so they can get rolling and be ready to go when it's time to go.
All right. I believe that Minister Denise, she's in charge of that part of it, and so she'll be creating a flyer and all of the information for that. We're going to be talking about topics about relationships. And so just kind of a continuing on just the format of helping people have healthy relationships and providing just some question and answer type situations where people can hopefully find some peace in their own situation.
Awesome. Man, I tell you, and I know Minister Denise Stedney will have that information available on Facebook, on the Facebook page, as well as Brother Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. Make sure y'all check him out because you don't have to wait for him to be on the show. You can go to his Facebook page, make a request, and if you're seeking some strategies in your relationship, seeking some coach in your relationship, make sure you give him a call at 214-609-5807. But that relationship 101 going to be awesome. I want you all to check it out because I will be checking it out as well. That's what it's all about. Brother Pratt, thank you so much. We had an awesome night. We had some awesome people join us. You know, we had people on Facebook, Instagram, and we have numbers all over the radio station. We thank everybody for being a part of this. Again, thank you, Brother Pratt, so much. And we do always look forward to being in the same place, whether it's remotely, whether it's 900, 1,000 miles away, we're still in the same place because we're in the same place with our Lord and Savior. And we're going to do his work, Brother Pratt.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Awesome, awesome. Again, it's been an awesome show tonight. We're going to give a shout-out to Tony Brown, 7717. Shout-out to Miss Chandra, to you. Thank you, Chandra. We're going to give a shout-out also to Karan White, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We give a shout-out to Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the state of Florida, Northern Florida. We're going to give a shout-out to Demetra Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We'll give a shout-out to Minister Denise Stephanie. You know, it's Behind the Mask Ministry, and that's what it's about, making a difference, pulling the mask off so you can understand how successful you can be in a relationship. Brother Pratt shared some awesome things tonight, where he brought out where you need to make sure to be consistent, and people on Facebook hitting it, bam, bam. That's what we want, consistency, and that's what it's all about. We got to get rid of the stigma. We need to set good examples so our foundation principles can continue to grow in our young people. We also want to give a shout out for Tammy Stewart. I know she's a principal over there. You know, I know she's a principal. I watch her on Facebook. She's doing some awesome things over there. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Tammy, awesome. So much for joining us. We have Sharon Presley. Sharon was, if I'm not mistaken, one of our students. It may have been down at the same school I worked at when I first started back many blue moons ago, from out of McKenzie, Alabama, at McKenzie School. Thank you, Sharon Presley, for joining us. So glad to have you. And the many others who took time that flashed on, flashed off, we're glad to have you. It's all about being exposed, having a vessel where you can get your word out. We're heard in 18 countries, more or less watched and listened, and we're so glad through God will to be able to do that. It's been awesome tonight. Give your family members a hashtag called love. In the process, you have a hashtag of responsibility, one life matter, communicate for understanding, keep on grinding. Then on top of that, hashtag MIDWID, which is make it do what it do on the Smith Way production, now known as WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and good to have Brother Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. So we're going to call it quits tonight, but we're going to close it with some strong things that we need to make sure we work on, because it's all about sometimes the struggles that we encounter. Sometimes we have to realize everything's not going to be the way we want it to be. We have to be thankful and give God the praise that he's allowed us to see another day. He's so good to us. We should be happy, jumping for joy, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about the struggles we go through in our relationship, but we talked about what is black love, and I hope you learned something about that you already knew. Let's have an awesome weekend. We'll check you out again on Tuesday, and we look forward to the relationship show, Dr. Lowe's show. It's good to be a part of this. Thank you so much, Brother Pratt. Have an awesome weekend. And my brother, it's all about it. Much love to you and your family. Take care of yourself and truly be blessed. And all of y'all do the same thing, because, see, I'm going to tell you something you can't do nothing about. I'm going to tell you straight off. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.